Thank you very much for coming. It's a great honour to come here, this church. I've known Gary, Larry for a while. He's going to write a book, Happiest Larry. I don't know whether you heard that. But he's going to write a book. I can just see that. So thank you very much. And Joe over there and Jenny, God bless you guys. They're my elders back in Cranbourne years ago. Jenny was a great worship leader, wild worship leader she was in our church. We used to go till about 11 o'clock at night, didn't it? Wild woman of God. So praise God for you. And who's the song leader here, the girl? Rachel. Where is she? Rachel, God bless you. You're a wonderful girl. Those kids in there, the Lord's saying to you, people who sit in darkness, those kids see a great light. If they get angry at their parents, they'll get a belting. But you go out and cry. You accept them, but your love's going to change them. The Holy Ghost is all over you when you were singing here. That's going to go out. It's going to touch them. You're going to see miracles there, really. They're watching you all the time. They see a great light. You just see a school teacher there, but they see a light that's different to mum and dad and everyone else. So praise God for you, girl. Praise God for you. Just keep it up. In the name of Jesus. Well, I better start preaching, I suppose. I'll keep on track. Just pray for me that I tend to wander off. I have golden moments now and again. So just pray. So, Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Jesus, this is your word, your message. Come then. Just keep me on track. Bless everyone here. Bless the children out there, with Andrew, I think it is. Bless them. But Jesus, this is your word. You're telling me to come back to my first love, my first works. This is your word to us. Let it come alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. Cut asunder between our soul and our spirit. I need you now, Holy Ghost. These aren't normal words, Lord. These are words from your mouth, from you, Jesus. It's an honour. That song, how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. Thank you, Lord. I've been born again for probably about 35 years. Before that, I was a drunken old Vietnam soldier, full of bad manners and booze and angry man. Anxious, a lot of things, a lot of bad things happen. But God saved me. And I got born again. And my wife said, there must be a God. I changed so much. But let's look at Luke 4:18. Who knows this scripture? Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Who knows that scripture? Well, you're going to know it today, I tell you guys. Okay. This is what Jesus said. Actually, just came up into the synagogue. He opened up the scroll and he just pointed. He pointed to this message in the Bible. And then he said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Why? Because he has anointed me. What for? To preach the gospel to poor people. To preach the gospel to poor people. He has sent me to heal brokenhearted people. To proclaim freedom and liberty to captive people. Recovery of sight to the blind people. To set at liberty of freedom those who are oppressed. That's Jesus. We are the anointed ones now. The word for Christ is not his second name. It's what he does. You won't find Christ in the Old Testament. He's the anointed one. Remember they said, are you the Christ, the anointed one? Or do we look for another? So now, who are the anointed ones now? Us. Christians. Christians. Praise God. Now we turn to Acts 10:36. How am I going, good, Krista? Thank you. The word which God sent, that's the first, that's it. The word which God sent. I am anointed and the Spirit of the Lord is on me. The same word which God sent, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. The word I say you know. You know this message. You are aware of this message. This is where it began. It began and started in Galilee after the baptism of John preached. This is the word of Jesus. This is the start of the gospel. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Yes. With the Holy Ghost and with power. The same word. And he went around doing good. Healing all that were oppressed by the devil. The world's under the tyranny of the devil. And Jesus preached the same message everywhere he went. How about if Larry come up here and preach one message next week, you hear the same message everywhere he went, every Sunday. Jesus preached the same message everywhere he went because it worked. It worked. He didn't quote scriptures to unsaved people, only to the Pharisees. He came everywhere and said, the Spirit of the Lord's on me because I'm anointed to heal brokenhearted people, to preach good news to poor people. And, oops, sorry. What was that? Bit of a clumsy guy I am. But he went around everywhere preaching the same message because it worked. Like I was a plumber years ago. I used the same tools every week, every day, because it worked. It worked. This works. Simple gospel. Just don't preach to people. Go and heal them. Jesus healed them. Now you're the Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're the Christian. You're not Jesus. The Bible talks, we're the Christians now. We can't. We can do what Jesus did, but we're not Jesus. And he said, as he was, so are you in this world. As he was, so are you in this world. If you only do what Jesus did, you can do everything he did. But the churches now around the world are doing everything other than what Jesus did. No miracles, no signs, no wonders anywhere. No wonder they're not coming to church. Because they're getting preached at. Yeah. You know, told them what's wrong. But if you only do what Jesus did, we can do all that he did. I want to do signs and wonders and miracles and healing and deliverances. Yeah. I want to destroy the works of the evil one. Amen. The Son of Man was manifested. Yeah. Destroy the works of the evil one. That's our job. We're in a fight now. Yeah. We've got weapons. Our weapons are, we're not human people. Yeah. We're supernatural people. Yeah. Yes, we are. Yeah. Sorry. We're aliens in this world. Supernatural people. Christ in you. I'll behave myself. Sorry. Now, 1 Thessalonians 1:5. This is good news, this is. For our gospel. Just read Luke 4:18. That same gospel. Our gospel came not unto you in word only. Word's not enough. The world's just hearing the word. They're not seeing the deeds. It's a book of Acts, not the book of words. Book of Acts. They did something. And when we do signs and wonders and miracles, they'll build a path to our door. Now, I'm as thick as a brick. I tell you, really, I've got a low IQ, but God's got a big IQ. And I said, I can't do this, God. When I was at Cranbourne, I said, I just can't do this, God. You need someone smart. And God said, I'm the smart one. Just do what I tell you. But you better listen. So you don't have to be smart. Just got to be hungry for God. Yeah. Yes. For gospel came not to you in word only. It's not enough. The word's not enough. But also in power, yes, in the Holy Ghost, yes, and in much assurance, deep conviction. Yes. And you know what sort of men we were? They saw the power of the Holy Ghost. See, no plan B here. Jesus did the same thing everywhere he went. Not with word only, but in power, in the Holy Ghost, much assurance. Only do what Jesus did, then you can do all that he did. Mm-hmm. Jesus had an apprentice. He said, I'll do it. You watch me. And then You do it, I'll watch you, then you do it. Yeah. Not Bible college for 3 years. Like you go out with Jesus. He did the miracles, they did the miracles. 1 Corinthians 1:17. Preach the gospel. 1 Corinthians 1:17. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. What's the gospel again? Good news. Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord's on me, and I'm anointed to heal you in Jesus' name. That's a gospel. That's a gospel. The same gospel that began in Galilee after the baptism of John, everywhere he went, doing good, not saying good things. Preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of God be made of no effect. The gospel out there is no effect. No, the world's doing everything else on Sunday. The football's more popular than God because the gospel's got no effect. Because we're preaching words and no power. Preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of God be made no effect. For the preaching of the cross to them that are perishing is foolishness. But to those which are being saved, the power of God. Just wonderful scripture, Jesus. And John 14:11. Jesus saying to them, if you don't believe me for the works themselves. Why aren't people believing? Because there's no works. And if Jesus needed signs and wonders to get people to come to him, how much more do we do it? They came to Jesus not to hear him preach, to get miracles. I'll prove that in a minute. So, if you don't believe me, believe the works themselves. If you don't trust me, the works will convince you. Most assuredly, verily, verily, the Aussies would say, fair dinkum. Listen to me. Like when Dad used to speak to me. Son, listen to me. I say to you, says Jesus, he who believes in me. Who believes in Jesus here?
Yes.
The works that I did, works that I do, he said at that stage, you will do also. There you go. What's the qualification to do God's work? Go to Bible. No, believe in him. Believe in him. The less you know, the better sometimes. We have brand new Christians come up to Arnhem Land, Darwin. They do miracles. Month-old Christians. Because they don't know too much. They just pray to be healed. They don't quote scriptures. And it works. But if you believe in me, the works that I do, you will do also. And even greater works you'll do because I've gone to the Father. Jesus has gone to the Father and given us his name and his authority now to do the works. Matthew 11:3. I think God's speaking to me more about this because I got caught up with church. I was a bit of a Dirty Harry in churches, the ACC a bit, and I get caught up with COVID and arguments and stuff, and I got my mind off the Lord for a while, off lost souls. It's so easy. There's so many urgent things to be done, interruptions, distractions. That God's speaking to me. Really, this is my sermon for me. I just thought I'd let everybody else have it as well. So when John had heard that Jesus was in prison, when John had heard this about the works of Christ. See, John in prison, he's heard about the works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples. And they said, are you the anointed one? See, Christ, Christians, we're anointed ones. Are you the anointed ones or do we look for another? Now, the world today, we're not the anointed ones today in the world. They're looking for another. They're going everywhere else, mind, body, spirit seminars, and they're going everywhere else to get a spiritual hit. Without us, because the church is not supernatural. I'm serious now. I'm serious. The church is not supernatural. But they said, are you the real fair dinkum one, Christians? Are you the anointed one, or we look for another? Or another, something different? We're a substitute, expecting something else. But no, we are not substitute. We are the anointed ones. We are the anointed ones. And Jesus, the Bible said that God said, I'm jealous of you guys, because the same way Eve was deceived by the snake, we can be deceived from the simplicity that is in Christ. Christ, the anointed one, not Jesus here. You know, in the Bible talks about Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus, then Christ. Everywhere it looks Christ. It means the anointing, the power that comes from God. You look at every time you read that now, it should hit you. So, Christ, the simplicity, it's simple, pure, unadulterated. We've adulterated the word by putting the word of God with signs and wonders and miracles by wisdom and stuff. We want to get people saved, heal them in Jesus' name. There was a Muslim I was arguing with years ago down at down the shopping centre, down at Dandenong Shopping Centre there. He had a bad leg and he was rubbishing me, God, and all religions in the world. He had a bad knee. I prayed for him. His knee got healed, jumping up and down, running, calling out Jesus everywhere. It was Jesus. Another guy, I was concreting after I left Cranbourne to get some money to go to missions. I was doing concreting, and this big concrete truck came in. And this big Italian fella, great big guy, came out, and he's swearing his head off. You effing idiots, aren't you ready yet? You know, swearing his head. Then he said, effing Jesus. I said, hey mate, you're Italian, aren't you? I said, what would your mother said if you swore and used you? Oh, she'd be able to clip me in the ears. And I said, Jesus loves you, mate. Anyway, he had one hand on the remote, the other hand on the chute, and I had the wheelbarrow there. And he's pouring the concrete in. But on his hands, he had all cirrhosis, all scabby and bleeding and everything. I said, what's wrong with your arms? I said, Jesus can fix that. I just put my hands on his arms like that and prayed for him. So just fix it up, Lord. Fix his arms up. And all of a sudden, his arms got healed. And he started to cry. And there's concrete going everywhere. He forgot to press the button. But God healed him, just like that. Just healed him. One minute he's cursing God. God, it's just God, unadulterated. Galatians 1:6, not another gospel. We can't pervert the gospel of Christ. Actually, the anti-Christ is actually the anti-anointing. When you see the word Christ in the Greek is anointing, then anointed one. So just like the Jews loved God, the Father, but didn't accept Jesus, people today accept Jesus, but not the Holy Ghost. And not the anointing. That's what we need, even praying in the Spirit. Right. Yeah. Praying in the Spirit. It says in Isaiah, with stammering lips and another tongue, I give my people this. This is the rest and this is the refreshing. But they would not listen. Mm-hmm. And now in Corinthians, it says the same thing. This is the refreshing. Right. This is the rest I've given to you, yes, with foreign tongue, but you don't listen. You don't want it. It's a gift from God. See, it's all supernatural stuff. People can manifest. Even when Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me and I am anointed. And they listened and he rolled it up. And when he said, this is fulfilled in your hearing, that's when they got upset. That's when they wanted to throw him over a cliff. So, Jesus. John 14:12. When he called his disciples together. Who's a disciple here of Jesus? You're scared to put your hand up in case I dob you in for something. I'm not going to dob you in. When he called his disciples together, come here, Bill. Come here, Joe. You know, come here. He called them together and gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out spirits. Freely you've received, freely give. That's not an offering message. This is, God says, you've got the power of God in you, you give it out. You've got it freely. You can't earn a gift. Now give it out. It's all the gospel of Jesus. Luke 9:1, he called his disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons to cure diseases. Not the doctors here. He called us, gave us power and authority to cure diseases. Jesus went around doing good, healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. A lot of sickness is demonic. When Jesus healed those that were tortured by this and afflicted by this. They're afflicted and tortured by the devil. Not all cases, but a lot of cases. Now, here we go, another one. Luke chapter 10. Jesus called 70 brand new people, like lambs among wolves. These were baby Christians. Oh, no, sorry, they weren't Christians. Jesus never spoke to a Christian. This is before he rose from the dead. Sorry. But 70 brand new people. Another 70. And he called them. And he said, he prays that they be cast out into the harvest field. See, we pray people come in. But Jesus prayed that we go out. Ek bello, cast out. Ek means out. No, ek means, I'm forgetting here. Ek bello, but it means to cast out. Jesus wants to cast us out of the church into the harvest field. For God so loved the world. John 17, 23 times Jesus talks about the world, the last prayer of the world, that the world would know. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Jesus is more concerned about the world than he is in the church. I'm serious now. We're saved. God wants their lost souls. Jesus is weeping over the city. And God, be ready now. This is a good word today. Thanks for... Be ready now. This is going to come alive and active. And he said, he's 70. He said, don't go and preach the gospel. Don't go and boss them around like the Pharisees do. Eat with them. Greet with them. Bless them. And heal them. Tell them the kingdom of heaven has come. Eat with them, greet them, bless them. Bring a sinner to dinner. Once a week, once a month, bring a sinner to dinner. Walk around the block. Adopt a block. Walk around every day. Just say, hello, how are you? And all you have to do is say hello to people. Don't start preaching to them. We haven't got the right to preach to someone that we don't know. They don't trust. How can they believe unless they trust you, the Bible says? And give them a feed. Empty bellies got no ears. If they're hungry, feed them. Now, so what happened here? 70 brand new people, without being full of the Holy Ghost, they said, we saw Satan fall like heaven. All spirits are subject to us. They're not subject to any spirit. All demons are subject to us in your name. All spirits are subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, I thank you, Father, you didn't reveal this to wise people and prudent people, you revealed it to babies. Baby Christians. Signs, wonders, miracle, healing. Actually, church, 90% of people come to church are brought by new Christians. That's a shame, isn't it? 90% of the new Christians do the evangelism. That's really the case. So, all demons are subject to us. Demons have to do what we tell them. Christians don't sometimes. In my counselling, I tell people good advice sometimes. But they don't have to do what I tell them. But demons have to do what you tell them. You know, I'm serious. If you're a brand new policeman and you pull over someone on the road, they'll have to do what you tell them. You might have just had to show them that badge. It doesn't matter how long they've been a policeman for, they have to obey you. And you can stand on that freeway out there in your tracksuit and try to stop the traffic, they'll run you over. But you go out there, have a badge up, a policeman's badge, you'll stop every truck, everything. That's authority we've got. We don't have to earn this. We've got, when you're born again, you've got it already. We've got it now. We've got it now. And delivering people, it's easy. Come out in Jesus' name. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a seminar on deliverance. Come out in Jesus' name. Sickness, get out. That's it. All these courses on deliverance, you've got to, like filling a taxation form. Go A, go to B, go down to C, down to D, then, up to C again. Miss that one, go on to the next one. No. Brand new Christians, I've seen. Disease, go out. Demon, get out. And what's the matter with you? I've got ear infection. Infection, go in Jesus' name. That's all. Anymore, it's adulterating the gospel. You can quote a scripture if you like, as long as it's scripture, but you don't have to. Now, I'm almost finished here, guys. Great multitudes followed Jesus. It's over 100 times in the Bible. They followed Jesus. Now, let's take an example from Jesus. Great multitudes running to him 10 times there. Great multitudes thronged him 6 times. They trod upon others to get to him 3 times. Multitudes everywhere because he had signs and wonders and miracles. Great multitudes because they saw the miracles. They followed him and he healed them all. When virtue went out of him, whole nations went to see him, right through the Bible, everywhere. And he said, don't tell anyone, about 12 times. Don't tell anyone. He had to go on the cross. But his fame went 12 times. The word fame spread everywhere. Multitudes, because they heard what great things he did. This is evangelism. This is what the church should do. Get back to back to basics. A great multitude saying, it was never so seen before in Israel. It's going to happen here. They marvelled and glorified God when he'd given power to men. Praise God. The first church, the whole city came together to hear the word of God because of miracles. When the Jews saw the miracles, they were filled with envy. Well, don't be filled with envy. But great multitudes believed and turned to God. They've upset all Jerusalem, they said. These guys were uneducated and ignorant men. The word for ignorant is ignoramuso in the Greek. You know? Now, that was a joke, so you can laugh at that. Okay. Much people were added to the Lord, and the word of God grew after that. Now, Philip in the Bible, not Philip the Apostle. Philip, he was a deacon. He's about 19 years of age. His job was to look after all the Greek ladies. Okay, that was his job. So the apostle said, we've got to assign ourselves to the prayer and reading the word, assign ourselves Stephen, another one, Philip, to look after the women. Okay, that was his job, like an elder. Okay, yeah, 7 men of other reputations. But what he did, he went into Samaria and multitudes, just a 19-year-old kid, didn't have a Bible, a kid. Multitudes with one accord heeded the word spoken by hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed. Why do they cry out and scream? Because they're scared, demons. That's why they scream, because they're scared of us. They're scared of us. And many who were paralyzed were healed. And there was great joy in the whole city. One young man, a kid, did this. He just saw God, Jesus, do it. He heard about Jesus doing it, and he did it. Praise God. Now, the Bible says, you all know the scripture, Acts 1:8. They said, what are you going to do? When are you going to restore us, Israel? And he said, wrong answer. This is what I want you to know. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you to be my witnesses. Power to witness. Not to speak in tongues. Power to witness. Power to witness. Nothing better. Unsaved people. Power of God just goes into them. So instead of preaching 10 times to one person, I preach to one. No, instead of preaching 10 times to one person, go out and preach to 10 people once out there. I'll show you a bit how to do it if you want, how I do it, I could be. But this is our great commission. You shall receive power to be my witness. And the word witness, you probably all know, comes from the word martyr. We're charged by God to testify, to bear witness, like in front of a judge. So I charge you before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we go to heaven, we're going to stand before God like that. I'm an old soldier. And the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got to stand before them. Who will judge the living and the dead? Whether you're born again or not, we're up in heaven. He's going to ask us, did you preach? We've been charged to stand in front of God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. God and Jesus. We've got to look right at him in the eye and said, did we preach the gospel or not? We still get in, but he wants to know whether we preach the gospel. That's in 2 Timothy. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead. Preach the gospel in season and out season. Mark 16:20. I know there's a lot of scriptures here. And they went out. Jesus said, go into the world. Go into the world again. If you just go through the gospels and right through, look how many times the world's mentioned. Go into the world and preach the gospel. These signs will follow you, those who believe. And what happened? And they went out. They went out. Ekbella, they went out. Confirming the word with signs and wonders and miracles. They just went out. I mean, that's out. Praise God. God's speaking to me here too, I tell you. Now, God wants you to go out. It's easy. I asked God one time, I can't do this. He said, God said, not many wise are called. Not many powerful are called. Not many noble are called. So if you're not wise, you're not powerful and you're not noble, you qualify. You're cool. Thank you, Jesus. So go out and say hello to people. And let them talk. I talk too much. It's my trouble. I really do. I'm trying to cut that down. But we talk too much, quoting scriptures. Just sit down and say hello. No, you know Jesus loves you, you're wonderful. That can work, but I can't just do that. I just sit down and say, God, how are you? And just talk to people. Yep. Nice day. So don't mention Jesus. They get up and walk. On the planes a lot, you get up there and start witnessing. As soon as you do, they open their book and they go to sleep. You know, so I talk about lots of things. Then towards the end, when we're just going down, I start to talk about Jesus. Not another gospel. Healing. Be open. Open to him. You don't have to be boldness. The word boldness doesn't mean get out there and yell and scream and stuff. That can turn. Openness means frank. It's my name, Frank. It means boldness means open with people. Just say hello. How are you? These your kids? How are you? You know, just that's something will come up. You don't have to be charismatic. Don't quote the Bible in their face. Don't put pressure on them. Listen to them. Everything you got two of, arms, two legs, two ears, two nostrils, two eyes, should twice as much as you use one of. So just listen. As you listen to them and listen to the Holy Ghost. And what's their problem, Lord? What's their stronghold? Are they hurting? And listen. Holy Ghost will, now what will happen then, straight away, ask God, what's happening here? He'll tell you, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Bang, bang. What's wrong? How to fix it. Word of knowledge, what's wrong? Now that's designed, not in church after praying for 3 hours. It's when you're out in the street, you see a guy, and within a minute, what's wrong? Holy Ghost's been waiting for that guy for about 10 years maybe, and you're in front of him. You think God's going to say something to you? No, we're not listening. We're too busy quoting scripture. Just listen to them. Lord, what's the matter? And they'll let them rave on about the kids and rave on. If they're talking, you've got them. Don't talk. I know it should be for me. Don't talk. Let them trust you. Healing about 80 times in the gospel. talks about healing rather than salvation. Salvation and healing are the same. Sozo, you probably know that. But everywhere Jesus talked about salvation, talked about healing. Everywhere. You can't separate them. And what are we doing separating them then for? Okay. So a few of the things that I do, I just walk around the block, just adopt a block, walk around every day, say good day to them. And one time I was going around, talking, oh, I haven't seen your wife for a while, just walking around. Oh, no, she's in hospital. Oh, what's the matter? Oh, this is wrong, that's wrong. I'll go and I'm going to pray for her. So where I live now, like Lifestyle Village, the same as an officer, they're all sick. Can I bless you? Don't say, can I pray? Look, God will hear. Say, look, can I just bless you? The word bless. Can I bless you? Yeah. Oh, can I pray for you as well? I say, and bring someone for dinner, someone for coffee. Come and have a cup of coffee. Come for lunch. Come around for lunch. Any new person in your street, put a little, I used to put a half a dozen stubbies there. I don't now. But I used to put a cake or something. Welcome, we're number 9. Welcome. Don't put the scriptures or anything on there at all. Just say welcome. When you say, oh, good day. Oh, you're the one that left the cake. Yeah, we're number. Come around and have a cup of tea. That's all you got to do. And it'll work. God will do the rest. God will do the rest. Eat with them. Talk to people. If you're going to go meet someone, bring someone else with you as well. And the girls serve you. Say, God, how are you? I'm Frank. What's your name? And they tell their name, oh, thank you very much. And I'll give them a little cross. I've got, if someone wants some of these, got heaps of them. I'll say, I've got something for you. When you're in trouble, hang on to that. Yell out for Jesus. A lot of them think it's a Catholic thing. Oh, okay, like not a charm. Say, hang on to that and yell out to Jesus. He'll help you. They all accept it, even other religions. So I really don't believe that, but you can have it anyway. But they are all grateful. To give, I remember one Aboriginal guy I gave him his drunk. Oh, I don't want that effing thing. He threw it away. And the next guy comes, oh, I've got a cross. It's Jesus. So like one didn't get blessed, but the other did. So, and don't talk much about Jesus. Listen to the Holy Ghost. And just say, look, can I pray for you? A lot of them are backslidden too. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Where are we now? Yeah, look, God's everywhere. Remember a guy at Nucky's Lagoon up there in talk about deliverance. This guy was a witch doctor up in Darwin. And you always got to go and see the elder before you see anyone because to get their approval. Well, this time I went in there with a bunch of youth. How are we going for time? Almost. What's time? Better finish. Just quote this one. Anyway, a lot of youth came with me and they started talking to the young kids before I spoke to the elder. And this witch doctor came up. He tried to stab me. Then he threw a rock at me. And God said, Holy Ghost said, put your arm around and tell him I love him. And I said to the Holy Ghost, he's trying to kill me. He said, just do it. So I put my arm around him like that. He said, God loves you. And he ran from me. And he jumped in a wheelie bin. You know those wheelie bins? He jumped, hid in there. He said, yeah, get him out. This is a witch doctor. He controls all the demons in the whole area. Anyway, what happened? We got him out. And over there, there's these big ants about that big with white heads. So I got bitten on the butt with one of them. And it hurt for about an hour, really. And had that lump for about, I still had it for about 2 weeks after. And this guy, when he got out, he ran and he jumped on this big ant hill with all these ants. They were all over him. They bit him everywhere. He's screaming out at the top of his head, screaming his head off. And then the elder, everyone came around and I said, I'm in trouble now. The elder, you know, it's big trouble. Anyway, the elder looked at him and said, you're a dead man. You're going to die now. Too many bites. And I said, do you want Jesus now? Yeah, I'll have Jesus. And he got born again. A witch doctor got born again. It's God. If you go out, lay hands on the sick, I've got hundreds to tell you here. Just one quick one. A young guy just got out of prison. He came up to Alice Springs with me about 2 weeks after he got out of prison. He prayed for this guy, this young boy. He had a great big goiter on his neck. He said, just go in Jesus' name. First time he ever prayed for anyone, it just went. God, if you're out there, God will use you to heal people. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Timothy, I'll just close with this. 1, 6 and 7. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you. Rekindle it afresh. There's an inner fire. Sometimes it might just go down like a pilot light, you know, when it gets, turn the volume down a bit or the heater down, but still burning. Stir up the embers. Rekindle. Stir up that gift that you can't earn this. You've already got it. You can't study this. It's not taught, it's caught. It's not taught. Stir up this gift in you with laying hands on hands. God says, I am able, Ephesians 3:20, I am able. You're not, but I am. Your yoke's hard, my yoke's easy. Your yoke, if it's hard work being in the a Christian, being in the ministry, you're doing it your way, not God's. My way is easy. I am able. You're not. I am able to do. I can exceedingly, abundantly, above all you ask or think, according to the power that works in you. Rekindle that. The power that's already in you. Rekindle that. You're partakers of God's nature. Everything God can do, you can do. So now, I just want to ask you, let's all stand right now. I can offer the, anybody who wants a bag of this, come and see me. You can buy them at the shops. God's saying right now, Jesus loves you. Sorry to be a bit hard, but Jesus says, therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace. So I want people to come out now. The one that rekindled this fire, just come out boldly, like a child would run to his father. You come boldly, no shame, in Jesus' name. Come boldly to the throne of grace. You get mercy and help in the time of need. If you've got a time of need now, you've got the Holy Ghost. He's your helper. You don't help him. Jesus said, I'll give you someone just like me. I've got to go. It's expedient that I go. Because if I don't go, the helper won't come to you. But I give you a helper, a comforter, Parakletos. He loves you like I love you. He loves you. The love of Jesus is going to be poured out on you. He's going to help you. You need help. Come to my throne. I'll give you mercy and compassion. I'll just love you through this. In the time of need, come now. Start walking out now if you want to. I want to pray for you. And I ask the other leaders here now, the altar call leaders, to come and help me pray if you're there. Remember the prophecy, Christian said, get ready now. This is part of getting ready. Come. Let me pray for you. Receive power to witness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hand it over to you now. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.